are welcome back to the programme. Now, Emer O'Neill has been appointed this week as the new Chief Executive Clinical Officer of child abuse charity CARI, that's Children at Risk in Ireland, and she's on the line now. You're very welcome to the programme, Emer.
Thanks a million, Maria. I'm delighted to be here again to talk to you.
And congratulations on your new appointment.
Thanks. I'm really excited about it.
And you think that Ireland needs to talk more openly about child sexual abuse. We do have this idea in our head that it's kind of a historic thing that used to happen, but that's really not the case.
No, Anne-Marie, that would be our experience. It's not the case at all. Children are currently being abused today. While we might think it's in the past, it's not. And in CARI, we see that quite a lot. We see children who have been abused within the last 12 months. So we know that it is happening, and it is happening today as we talk.
So what would you like to see?
You know, I'd like to see people to be able to talk more about it. It's not an easy topic to talk about. It's the unthinkable. You know, as parents, carers, we don't want our children to be hurt. You know, and I think that's something that we have to start talking about. It's not a nice topic. It's an intimate topic. It's private because it is about something. It's about sex, but it's about abusing children. And I think we need to start talking about children being hurt and opening the conversation, even though it's a really, really difficult conversation to talk about.
When you say talk about it, who exactly are you talking about? Are you talking about maybe older victims from, you know, that happened to them in their past, that they speak up about it, or that parents speak to their children and, you know, make sure that they know, like, don't be letting anyone touch you now, and don't, you know, if you have anything that makes you uncomfortable, you come and tell me. Who do you think needs to talk about it?
I think we all do. I think as a society, I think we need to be open to be able to have the conversation. You know, sometimes people would ask me, you know, where do you work? I work for CARI. Who's CARI? And I would tell them what we do in CARI, and they're like, oh, no, I can't talk about that.
Mm.
And that's the issue. We need to talk about it because it is happening. So, and absolutely, parents do. Parents need to talk about it. Parents need to talk to their children age appropriately about, you know, keeping themselves safe if anybody touches them or does something to them that they're not happy with or makes it feel uncomfortable or that it feels wrong. They need to tell someone. And I know it's really, really hard to talk. And that's the problem. People sometimes find it really, really hard to say. But we have to be able to have a conversation around this. And it's about knowledge as well and education and knowing how to be able to talk to your child. So if you see something or you feel your child is withdrawn, it becomes very clingy, there's mood swings, you know, it's about talking to your child and seeing what's going on. What's happening? Or if they don't want to go to, say they're going to an aunt or an uncle's house and they've decided they don't want to go anymore. And there's a lot of reaction. It's about talking to them about what's actually happening here.
And there's a crossover, I think, between the access that younger children have to pornography because, like, of the mobile phones that they have. And, if, you know, they can't process it. Under 12s can't process what they're seeing. So they act it out. And there's a real blurring of the lines there, isn't it, between, because they've seen it somewhere, so it must be acceptable, and then maybe allowing it to happen to them. Like, I would see that as a big red flag.
Oh, absolutely. And see, this is the thing, right? When we look at children, they don't have developmental capacity to understand. So there's two things. So if they don't have the developmental capacity to understand, and then they can act it out, and act it out in ways by a five-year-old seeing something online, you know, because children have more access to devices now. And they may have seen something that they shouldn't have seen, and they don't understand it. So if they don't understand it, then they try it, and then another child then gets hurt. So in this instance, you have two children who are hurt. So you do, and so it's about parents understanding that there needs to be precaution around devices. We need to look at what our children are looking at, and it's about supervision, and it's really, really important, because this has impact. It has impact on both children. And that's what we see in CARI, and that's what we're here for, and that's what we help parents and children to be able to cope with the impact of the child sexual abuse.
And I presume if parents have noticed anything like that in their child, they can seek advice. If a child has had access to pornography or something, and they start this acting out, like the parents needn't be afraid that people are going to take their children away, thinking that, well, it must have been the parents that did that. Like, you can seek advice and try to get help, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. And look, that's what Carrie is here for. We have a helpline. And our helpline is 1-890-924567. And we will be able to talk to people around what they need to do. We give advice and support as well. And if they need to talk to somebody else, we would refer them on as well. So this is Carrie is here to support people. Absolutely. And there's because shame can happen around this, and parents can feel guilty, and parents don't know what to do. They become overwhelmed. And they can get lost in it. They can question what's after happening here. Am I not a good enough parent? And so sometimes that can stop people from picking up the phone. And there can be denial, because you don't want your child hurting another child. And that's really, really hard. Mm. But we're here. And we want people to phone us, and we want to be able to support and help. And we want people to use this service, because that's what Carrie's here for.
And you say in an ideal world that, you know, no child would have to travel more than an hour to access therapy service. But we're getting there. We have the Southeast Centre recently launched by you in Wexford.
Yes, absolutely. And it's part of our strategy. When a child has been sexually abused, it, as I said already, comes out through their behaviour, or so it does. But and then to get them into the car and travel to Kerry for 2 hours, 3 hours, that's really difficult. They come in for an hour session and get back into the car. So part of our strategy is to have more services throughout Ireland and to be in the community. So, we're currently in Wexford. We'd love to service at Waterford, Kilkenny, Carlow, and this is where it's really important. Funding is an issue for us. We only get 25% funding for Wexford. So we need people to support us, and we need volunteers. And we really would love if even 5 volunteers from the Waterford area would give as much time, an hour a week, whatever they can, to support us. That would be great. And they can contact, they can volunteer on through our helpline.
Your helpline is 0818-924-567.
That's it, yeah.
And your website is www.carrie.ie. And if anyone wants to donate, that same website with /donate on it, and they can try and help you out as well. Thanks very much for talking to me, Eimear.
Thanks very much, Maria.
See you.
Mind yourself. Take care. Bye-bye.
That's Eimear O'Neill, just appointed as the new Chief Executive Clinical Officer of the child abuse charity, Carrie. We've got